Speaking with mayoral candidate Pam Hilstad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Let's just start right in here. Give us an introduction to yourself. Who are you? Why are you running for mayor of Canmore?
Well, I'm Pam Hilstad, and I've been a resident of Canmore since 1980. I'm co-owner of G. Hilstad Roofing with my husband, Greg. We've been in business since 1986 here in Canmore. I have three grown children, Jill, Clark, and Jeff, and two lovely daughter-in-laws now, Amanda and Megan. I served on council from 2007 to 2010 and ran in the last general municipal election as a mayoral candidate in came quite close to unseating our incumbent. Since then, I've been developing my professional skills and have been serving on the Canmore Business and Tourism Board. I'm a recent graduate of the Executive Coaching Certificate Program at Royal Roads University in Victoria, and I'm a certified executive coach. From school council president to ice coordinator of minor hockey to serving on town council, I have a proven track record and commitment to our community. I'm running for mayor because I believe it's time for Canmore to have a mayor that they can feel proud of, one who's respectful of other members of council, administration, and the residents of this community. Canmore residents deserve a mayor who collaborates and works with all members of the community openly and honestly. Canmore deserves a mayor who is a good listener and is open to opinions other than their own. With the hiring of a new CAO, the election of a new mayor, and the launch of a new brand for Canmore, this is the opportunity for a fresh start and an opportunity to take our community to a whole new level. With 26 years of business experience and professional training from Royal Roads University as a certified executive coach, and together with council and administration, I can lead the way in building a strong, dynamic team that will serve this community better than ever before. I have a proven council track record along with the perspective and priorities of Canmore residents.
In your opinion, what is the role of our town's mayor?
The mayor needs to be a strong leader who will stand up for this community when it's needed. The mayor needs to confront issues in a timely and diplomatic manner. The mayor guides and directs our community through periods of crisis and periods of success. They need to cast vision, work collaboratively with fellow council members, administration, the residents of Canmore, and neighboring municipalities. A mayor needs to set a respectful environment where residents, administration, fellow council members, and neighboring municipalities feel seen, heard, and understood. They also need to be an ambassador for Canmore now and into the future. With the launch of the new brand for Canmore occurring shortly after the election, the mayor must be someone we can all be proud of who will represent Canmore locally, regionally, provincially, nationally, and internationally. They are the face of Canmore. The mayor needs to represent all the residents of Canmore and not just one segment of the population. The mayor seeks to make the community stronger. The mayor identifies what is working well and areas that need improvement, and together with council and administration establishes a plan of action.
Name one initiative you championed as a past member of council you're particularly proud of.
I don't think that it's ideal when people come to the council table with one thing that they would like to champion. Whatever cause they are trying to accomplish comes at the cost of others. As a councillor, I was there to listen to the people, to consider all the facts, and to make an informed decision while keeping in mind the community at large. It's best when the council works together on behalf of all the residents of the community, rather than one segment of the population. As mayor and council, that is our job and our responsibility.
Housing's been a perpetual issue in Canmore, both affordable housing for families and residents for seniors. Can you speak to these issues and your plans to address them?
Affordable housing is a tremendous issue, particularly from a young family's perspective. It's a community conversation that we need to continue to have. Together, we need to find creative ways to ensure we have a mix of affordable housing options for a variety of income levels. Young families are under a tremendous amount of stress. Often both parents are working and trying to make ends meet. Daycare and the cost of housing are expensive. For a young family in our community, to afford a home of their own can be difficult. If young families can't stay here, we are not able to be a sustainable community. Perpetually affordable housing and the more recent attainable housing at the Palliser and the Hector rental has helped in keeping young people here. We need to be flexible in our approach to providing affordable housing in our community. We need to be open to not only perpetual affordable housing, but attainable housing and rental housing as well. With respect to seniors housing, we need higher levels of care. I would be highly supportive of any initiative that provides a higher level of care and more seniors care facilities in our region. There are a few private developers interested in building some facilities that would provide higher levels of supportive living. This is an emerging trend throughout the province. We can't keep up with the need, so it is a good thing if private developers also get involved with building facilities for seniors. They are providing a complementary service to what the Seniors Lodge is providing, and it will provide options for the seniors in our community.
All the mayoral candidates' websites discuss fiscal responsibility in some capacity. What makes you a good steward of our tax dollars?
Perhaps it's because I have three older brothers who are all accountants, and I come by it naturally. Perhaps it comes from overseeing business and household budgets for so many years that I have strong fiscal business-like management. Real property growth and development permits are way down over previous years. Real property growth assessments and the revenues from development permits kept our taxes competitive. Those sources of income dried up overnight, literally. What once was a flood is now a trickle. Add to that the additional expenses of going to a standalone fire department and upcoming operational costs for the multiplex, we are heading into what could be a few difficult years. In this election, we are talking so much about economic diversity and being fiscally responsible. We don't have a choice. Whenever you have less money and more expenses, something is going to give. Typically, when municipalities need more money, they tax more. But we have reached a breaking point. As I go door to door and talk with people, they are very concerned about the fact that although their assessments are going down, their taxes are going up. We need to be making sure we are holding a line on our spending or reducing spending. When there isn't the money in the budget, whether it's a household, business, or municipal budget, we need to really evaluate where we are spending our money, find efficiencies, and minimize waste.
You list the economy as a key plank of your platform. What would you say are our biggest challenges going forward, and what are some of your ideas around keeping our economy healthy?
Our biggest challenge, which I believe is also our biggest opportunity, is the need to diversify our economy. We are at a critical time in our history. We need to act now in order to ensure a bright future for Canmore. The way I see that occurring is through tourism. We are about to launch the new brand of Canmore shortly after the election. Canmore is underexposed. People still don't know of our existence. From tour buses passing by Canmore on their way to Banff to people believing that our downtown core is Bow Valley Trail, we are underexposed and underexplored. We need to encourage people to discover Canmore. We need a mayor and council who are open to new ideas. The bus tour is coming downtown throughout the day, bringing visitors to shop, eat, explore our downtown core makes tremendous sense. It's a great way for people to discover Canmore. Most people who discover Canmore fall in love with Canmore and want to come back. We need to encourage that first experience, which we hope will turn into future visits. If nothing else, they will go home and tell others about Canmore through Facebook, Twitter, or face-to-face. The other challenge we face is not yet having the wildlife corridors designated by the province in Three Sisters. Once designated, that project can start to move forward. So when the economy turns around, it will be ready to go.
After many years of planning, the towns of Canmore and Banff will finally be connected by a regional bus line. What do you see as the future of public transit in Canmore?
Now is a good time to be looking at options. So when the need arises, we will have some idea what that looks like. With the information that I currently have, I don't think it's a viable option for our community, given our economic situation, our tax base, and potential ridership. We might be hard-pressed to find a municipality of 12,300 people where there is a public transit system. When our visitor numbers are comparable to Banff, that is a time when we need to be thinking about a public transit system similar to Banff's Roam service. Expanding our Taxi Pass program might be a viable alternative to providing public transit at this time for a community of our size.
The bunny issue has been one of the more contentious topics dealt with the most recent town council. Now that the first season of trapping is complete, are you happy with the way it was handled?
I'd hoped that they would have had a more successful program and had captured more bunnies than they did. However, there were mitigating factors. They started in January versus October, and their efforts were hindered by residents feeding the rabbits. Most rabbits were trapped on private property. The town of Canmore ratepayers paid for the trapping only, while ears spayed, neutered, and relocated the bunnies. We need to encourage people to stop feeding the rabbits so that this program will be more effective in the future.
What's one issue facing the town you'd like to advocate at the provincial or federal level?
We need to seek resort status for our community. In that way, our non-permanent population would be taken into account in per capita funding, which would be a tremendous help for our budget.
Name one other issue we haven't discussed that you'd like to talk about today.
This is not an issue per se, more so of an encouragement when people choose whom to vote for, whether it be for council or mayor. In executive coaching, we recognize the importance of holding others capable of making the best decisions for their lives. We are encouraged not to tell other people what to do, think, or say. I trust each citizen of Canmore to vote according to their convictions. Whether it's for mayor or council, trust your own instincts and vote for the individuals you personally believe will best serve the needs of our community. When you cast your vote for mayor on Tuesday, June 19th, I ask you to consider the following questions. Who do you want to represent you on the local, regional, provincial, federal, and international stage as your ambassador for Canmore? Who do you believe will actively pursue alternate economic drivers in order to create a bright future for Canmore? Who do you trust will be responsible with taxpayer dollars? Who will provide the strong, fiscal, business-like management that's needed? Who do you believe will build bridges and trust with administration so that a strong, dynamic team will be built that will serve this community better than ever before? My hope for each resident of Canmore who votes on Tuesday, June 19th, 17th, is that they choose according to their own convictions. I will respect that choice, and I will respect that decision.
All right, time for your final pitch. Why should you be the next mayor of Canmore?
Residents of Canmore, it's time for a change. We need a mayor with vision and who is an ambassador for our community. We need someone who is excited about the possibilities of expanding the scope of Canmore. We need a mayor with strong leadership and professional skills, along with strong fiscal businesslike management to lead us forward into our future. We need a mayor that we can all feel proud of. On Tuesday, June 19th, let's make it happen.
Pam Hilstad, running for mayor of Canmore by election day, of course, Tuesday, June 19th. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much, Rob.